Proverbs 5:21 says, "For the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he pondereth all his goings." Now there's one thing that most unsaved and what we'll call carnal professing Christians have in common. They lack the awareness of the presence of God, God's omnipresence. Now, it's expected that any atheist or agnostic would live their daily lives without giving God much thought. But many who profess to believe in God and even be saved live their lives day in and day out as though God is not there. I've called this through the years practical atheism. Despite a profession of faith of some sort, they live as though they are atheists. They live completely oblivious to God's omnipresence and omniscience. They don't read their Bible or pray. And by the way, I'm not judging people. This is their own admission. They've told me these things. They don't preach the gospel. They don't hand out gospel tracts. They always have excuses, but they just don't live with God's presence on their mind. They say and do bad things without any thought of God, just like an atheist, or as Psalm 10:4 says, "The wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts." So living without God in our thoughts is to live just like any other wicked, unsaved person. The reality of God's presence is found in the times in Scripture that we see the phrase, "the eyes of the Lord." And you can just do your own search on that. It's in there many times, but an example is in Genesis 6:8. It says, "But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord." So you can find grace in the eyes of the Lord if you live a life aware of his presence. You know, this is one of my favorite Bible verses. It's about the land of Israel in Deuteronomy 11:12. "A land which the Lord thy God careth for, the eyes of the Lord thy God are always upon it, from the beginning of the year even unto the end of the year." That's an amazing scripture. Think of the contrast of the godly kings and the wicked kings in Israel. In 1 Kings 15:11, it says, "And Asa did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord, as did David his father." And compare that with 1 Kings 16:25. "But Omri wrought evil in the eyes of the Lord and did worse than all that were before him." Whether they were doing that which was right or that which was evil, they were doing it in the eyes of the Lord. I actually remember as a new Christian, baby Christian, the time when the omnipresence of God just struck me. As I was reading through the Bible, I think the second or third time, 1 Peter 3:12, "For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil." I hand wrote that and put it on my wall because it just hit me in a way I hadn't realized before. And as a new Christian, I also realized I'd lived most of my life the way it's described in Psalm 94:7, "Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it." But then the next two verses say this, "Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see?" Listen, I'm far from perfect, but my life was changed drastically by the simple awareness of the fact that God is all-knowing, he sees all, he hears all, he's a witness of all that we do, thought, word, and deed. Every time I have failed, failing to follow God's word, failing to do what is right, it's almost always directly a result of the fact that I was just completely living without the realization of God's omnipresence in my life at that time. But when I live with the awareness of the truth of this verse, I fail much less. "For the ways of man are before the eyes of the Lord, and he pondereth all his goings." You know, these truly are words to live by.